safety role is kind of like the nickel. You know, when we had the three safety look or whatever, it's pretty much nickel. It's just a bigger nickel position. So I already know that position. That's a position I played in my first and second year at the nickel spot. So it wouldn't be a hard transition. And I played a little safety in 2010. We had a package, you know, when I would go into the post. I had an interception, a couple of tackles as well. So, like I said, I just want to be on the field at this point. You know, it's all about playing football. So whatever I can do to contribute, I'll do that.
So you might be able to see some snaps in that, like, that Deion Grant type role?
We'll see. Yeah. I have no idea. You know what I mean? I'm very optimistic right now. My knee's doing great. So it's progressing nicely. And I think everybody's, you know, just kind of crossing their fingers and being very positive.
Do you have to basically slow yourself down, because you know, you always want to amp it up and get back as fast as possible?
A little bit. And I think I controlled myself a little bit more. Last year I was killing myself, you know what I mean? And you know, it worked out, because when I went back I was in great shape, and I came here I was in great shape, but just didn't transfer over to the field. So this year just being a little bit more cautious. It's a different procedure. It's a little bit slower by nature. But, that's just my nature as an athlete. I'm going to attack anything. And so in my rehab, you know, I'm going 100. And if they tell me to slow down, I will.
Was this last knee surgery different than the previous
one? Yeah, the first two were cadavers, and this last one was patella tendon.
Okay.
And those are usually harder rehab in general.
Did they take a piece of that knee?
Yeah. So that's the part that makes it harder, because they open up your patella tendon and then, you know, insert it in there.
Was that a decision that you made, or you had to put in?
Last year we contemplated. I talked to Dr. Andrews, talked to him like twice, and I kind of just felt comfortable going back to my old doctor, because it worked so well the first time. And I was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it was kind of the same injury, the way somebody blew my knee out. So it was never like I really tore my ACL. Somebody else tore it for me. So that's why I went back to my old doctor. But this time, giving it the third time, it was better that, you know, I go to the best, and that I did tear it, and, you know, go with something more sound.
What are your benchmarks, if you can tell us, in terms of how you continue to progress in your rehab? What are the key dates or key things that you have to do?
There's no dates at all. There's no hurry. There's no rush. It wasn't one last year. I was just ahead of schedule last year. This year, we're kind of just taking a little bit slower as far as rehab, building the foundation. And, you know, I'm doing everything already. It's just doing a little bit more slower and, you know, not in a rush to get out there for endo or OTAs or minicamp or whatever.
Is there any part of your safety might be, because, like, instead of backpedaling so much, you kind of have the action in front of you?
I don't think it's the backpedaling. It's more just when you're on the island, you have to react a little bit more, and your knee's more in an unstable situation when you can't, because you have to react to the receiver. Yeah. Safety is more you're dictating. So I think that's why Jerry reset that. But I already knew I would switch to safety later in my career, just because my body type, the way I play. So I'm not scared of it at all. Like I said, you know, if they tell me to play kicker, I'm going to play kicker. I just need to play football again, man. It's been a long 2 years, so.